This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The hospitality industry, as we know, has suffered mightily these past 6 or 7 months. Lost business, lost jobs, and lost income. In a lot of places, though, accommodations have been made to let restaurants open up outside or with limited capacity to ease some of that economic pain. Not so for bars, as Marketplace's Sabree Benishore found out.
Kelly Spaulding owns Katmandu's. It's a bar in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. She was able to open for about a month during the pandemic, and then the bars had to shut down again.
Just because you're shut down and you're not bringing in any money, that don't stop the utility bills from coming in, that don't stop the taxes from having to be paid. Our funds are almost completely depleted. We cannot go on much longer.
In Michigan, like in a lot of places around the country, the rules for reopening have been very different for bars versus restaurants. After an outbreak in June at a Lansing nightclub with a packed dance floor, Michigan shut down any business that makes 70% or more from alcohol sales. But Spaulding says her bar is not a nightclub.
There's just no rhyme or reason. Like, what makes a difference if you serve alcohol or if you serve food? So now the restaurants are completely packed.
In a lot of cities and states, public health departments have been suspicious of bars and the behavior of their patrons.
They're higher risk broadly from a COVID perspective.
Dr. Allison Arwadi is commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health.
And as people are drinking more, we sometimes see people lose some of the inhibitions, social distancing, et cetera.
Until recently, Chicago closed bars that don't serve food. New York still has a similar rule. Arwadi says food slows down people's buzz. And she says the differential treatment between bars and restaurants has been very much intentional, with one age group in particular in mind.
Our 18 to 29-year-olds, and in this case, our 21 to 29-year-olds, really have disproportionately been driving a lot of the cases of COVID over the summer. And where we looked at their activities, they were disproportionately going to bars. I mean, it's not a surprise.
As of last week, all Chicago bars are allowed open, but at 25% capacity, while restaurants can open at 40%. North Carolina has taken a much stricter approach. All standalone bars are closed entirely, no exceptions. Zach Medford owns 3 bars in Raleigh and says bars suffer from an unwarranted stigma.
There's a misconception that all private bars are tight spaces with packed dance floors and people breathing all over each other. But in reality, these days, most bars are more like Cheers than they are like Studio 54.
Many bar owners across the country, sensing the demise of swaths of their industry, have emphasized their cultural role. Michael Klein is president of the Texas Bar and Nightclub Alliance in San Antonio.
You know, countless famous musicians got their start playing happy hour, you know, in a bar on 6th Street.
Klein's group is suing Texas's governor over bar closures. In New York, 2 blocks from Studio 54, which is now a theater, Richard Schaefer stands between 2 gay bars, both closed, one for good.
There's definitely a loss of our culture and what we do.
In New York, only bars that serve food and do so outside have been allowed to open. It's meant that many gay bars remain closed, some permanently. Schaefer used to perform at some of the now defunct bars.
I'm a sober queer person, and like I still go to the bars to be around my people. We are, as queer people, limited to the amount of spaces that we actually have. You know, there are designated queer safe spaces for us, just a place that we can personally go and not feel judged in that sense, you know.
According to Yelp, 59 gay bars on their platform are closed nationwide. More than half of them have gone out of business. Increasingly, bar owners and organizations representing them have expressed a sense of desperation. Scott Ellis is a distillery owner and runs the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association.
This industry is so scarred and so beat up that they're willing to do everything and anything.
The bar and nightclub industry once took in $24 billion a year in revenue. Now, Yelp says bars and nightlife establishments have endured an especially high rate of closure. Of the 6,500 that are closed on its platform, 54% are closed permanently. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.